Today, the New York Police Department fired Daniel Pantaleo, the white police officer guilty of using a banned chokehold in 2014 on Eric Gardner, who died after that chokehold. Gardner, as an unarmed black man, was stopped for selling loose cigarettes. His cries of, "I can't breathe," sparked a national debate about race and police use of force. At today's news conference, New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill said he supported the recommendation by a department disciplinary judge that Pantaleo should be fired, but he knows it upsets some officers.
I've been a cop a long time. And if I was still a cop, I'd probably be mad at me. I would. You're not looking out for us. But I am. It's my responsibility as police commissioner to look out for the city, and certainly to look out for the New York City police officers.
Earl Lewis is political anchor at Spectrum News New York 1. Hi, Earl.
Hi, how are you?
Well, it's been 5 years since this all happened, and there's been a lot of vocal disappointment about from the family of Eric Gardner. What struck you most about what the police commissioner said today?
Well, it was very striking that this really is abominably late for the situation. The New York Police Department has a command structure that is, like many police departments, you know, kind of quasi-military. And what that means is that the commissioner doesn't have to and never had to, over the last 5 years, wait for anybody else to take action. They could have suspended Officer Pantaleo for 30 days right off the bat without pay. And even that didn't happen. So it's a case of justice delayed and almost completely denied. State charges, there was a state grand jury impaneled. They forwarded no true bill. There were no charges against any of the officers involved. There was a federal inquiry. Nothing resulted of that either. No action at all. And they waited in that case until the day before the statute of limitations would have expired. And then the department itself, which is the least excusable and the least explicable, they just kind of sat on their hands and waited for all of these other agencies to sort of do their investigations before finally coming to the conclusion that I think anybody could have told you after looking at the videotape 4 years or 5 years ago, which is that this is not somebody who belongs on the New York Police Department.
What have been some of the reasons why that is? We know that there's a heavy police union, a strong union there. They've been very much in support of Pantaleo. What other things have you heard?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's certainly some of that. I mean, look, the politics of policing in the city, especially right after the tragic killing of Eric Gardner, it really set the place on fire. I mean, it was national news. This was a case where people took to the streets. They were tying up traffic all over the place, mm-hmm. chanting, "I can't breathe," which were the final words of Eric Gardner that you can see on the videotape as he's being killed by Officer Pantaleo. And it got to the point where there was such an outcry here, and the Mayor Bill de Blasio, expressed some sympathy for the Gardner family and indeed for the protesters, and the police department, the rank and file, the union leadership in particular, they just tore into him. I mean, and then following right on the heels of that, you know, there were these incidents where the cops would turn their backs on him. There were incidents of cops being killed, of being attacked, and so forth. And so the tension was so very high that the police department brass and or City Hall, the mayor and his people, decided to, I think, just kind of step away from this and not move with the kind of speed and determination that one normally sees when it comes to disciplining cops who clearly seem to have violated police procedures.
Just a few moments ago, we heard from Eric Gardner's younger daughter, Emerald Gardner. She thanked the police commissioner. Here's what she had to say.
I thank you for doing the right thing. I truly, sincerely thank you for firing the officer. Regardless to however you came up to your decision, you finally made a decision that should have been made 5 years ago.
That's right. She said it's a decision that should have been made 5 years ago, and it's also one that she says it's not over. Do you know what's next?
Yeah, there are a couple of loose ends that are still out there. There was another sergeant. There was a sergeant on the scene, Sergeant Kizzy Adonis. She's going to go through her own departmental trial process, and she could also be removed from the force. So there's that. There's political pressure on the mayor, who happens to also be a candidate for president and who often talks about...
For not firing Pantaleo sooner. Absolutely.
That's right. And he also talks about how we reset police-community relations. Well, not everybody thinks that police-community relations are in a great place, despite today's decision.
Earl Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. Earl Lewis is a political anchor at Spectrum News New York 1.